WRCR 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. 2 days away from Election Day 2024, and Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump both focused on the battleground states in the final days of their campaigns and making their pitches. ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl spoke on the phone to former President Trump this morning.
He thinks he is going to win. I asked him, is there any way you could lose? And this was actually interesting. He said, yeah, I might. I mean, that could happen. Bad things can happen. I've never heard that from him before.
Our latest ABC News Ipsos poll showing a statistical dead heat in the swing states, and this surprise.
There is a new poll out today from the Des Moines Register that shows a genuine shocker. 47-44 Harris. Yes, Harris in Iowa. That would be a major, major upset if that happens on election night.
ABC's Rick Klein on the streets of New York. Abde Nagaye from the Netherlands is the men's winner at the New York City Marathon. Kenya's Sheila Chepkurui is the women's winner. This is ABC News. It has been 1 week since Israel carried out its retaliatory attack on Iran's military bases in response to Iran's strike on Israel early in October. And now Israel's supreme leader is threatening both Israel and the United States. ABC's Britt Clendett has more from Tel Aviv.
We've also been hearing the most fiery public statements from Iran. The supreme leader there saying that America and Israel will face a, quote, crushing response for attacks on Iran and its allies in the region. Now, there were no details about what Iran might actually be planning after Israel struck military targets there a little over a week ago. Iran initially playing down the damage, but there's seemingly no end to this kind of tit-for-tat that we're seeing between the two countries.
Vancouver, Washington police arresting 22-year-old Travis Ward in connection with the October 31st shooting at Vancouver Mall that left one person dead and two others injured. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a rainy 44 degrees at 12:03. And look for cloudy and windy conditions with rain for today. It'll be falling steady and moderately. An additional 1/2 to 3/4 inch is possible with a high of 52. Winds southeast 10 to 20 with gusts up to 30. Cloudy and breezy tonight. Scattered light rain with less than 1/10 of an inch of accumulation possible. Low 50. Winds south-southeast 8 to 15 with gusts up to 25. And then mainly cloudy, breezy, and feeling humid tomorrow. Scattered showers are expected in the region. Maybe some thunder with a high of 70. Currently in Richland Center, once again, we are receiving rain. We have received 1 1/16 inches since 12:43 this morning, and our current temperature is 44 degrees.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
New windows add value and comfort to your home.
PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Today is Sunday, November 3rd. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. On Friday evening at approximately 9:31, the Monroe County Communications Center was informed of a crash on Interstate 90 East near the 46-mile marker west of the village of Oakdale. During the initial investigation, it was determined that a pickup truck driven by 25-year-old Isaac Morales Jr. was traveling east in a construction zone on Interstate 90. The pickup truck struck the rear of a semi, lost control, and collided with road surface machine, driven by a construction worker. The construction worker, 35-year-old Andrew Skupniewicz, was pronounced dead at the scene. Morales and a passenger in the truck sustained injuries. Interstate 90 eastbound near the 46-mile marker was closed approximately 6 hours to allow for investigation of the scene, removal of the vehicles involved, and cleanup of the scene. Alcohol and speed is suspected to be contributing factors in the crash. Morales was arrested by Tomah Police Department and booked into the Monroe County Jail yesterday. He is facing a number of charges, including homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle, operating while revoked, causing death, operating while intoxicated, second offense, and possession of THC. The crash remains under investigation by the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. No further information has been released at this time. Authorities in Wisconsin say five people died in a vehicle crash Friday night. The Dane County Sheriff's Office reports that the vehicle crashed into a tree off a roadway just south of Verona, a town about 11 miles southwest of Madison. The Sheriff's Office says the vehicle caught fire and all five occupants were pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities have not released their names and ages. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. Daylight savings time came to an end this morning. Be sure your clocks are set back 1 hour. With the end of daylight savings time, sunset today will be at 4:49. It is also a good time to replace your batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. If you have an emergency kit at home, this weekend is also a great time to check for expired products or items that may have been borrowed for other purposes and need to be replaced. Pay attention in particular to the expiration dates on batteries, first aid supplies, and food. It is also a great time to change your furnace filter. In a significant move ahead of the upcoming Veterans Day holiday, Grant County has announced its participation in Operation Greenlight for Veterans. This initiative is a nationwide effort uniting counties to support military veterans. We'll see as many county buildings as possible illuminated in green from November 4th through the 11th. The aim is to raise awareness about the unique challenges many veterans face and the resources available at the county, state, and federal levels to assist veterans and their families. Now in its third year, Operation Greenlight is a testament to the power of unity. Spearheaded by National Association of Counties and the National Association of County Veterans Service Officers, it builds upon successful efforts by the New York State Association of Counties and the New York State County's Veterans Service Officers Association in 2021. In 2023, over 300 counties participated in Operation Greenlight, demonstrating the collective commitment to supporting veterans. In addition to lighting county buildings, residents, businesses, and other organizations are invited to play a crucial role in this initiative. You can show your support by simply changing one light bulb inside or outside your home to a green bulb. The green light is a symbol of the hope and renewal. By lighting it, you are sending a powerful message of support to veterans. Your participation is a symbolic gesture and a tangible way to let veterans know they are seen, appreciated, and supported. Together, we can open up conversations about veterans' needs, and the services that support veteran communities. Counties and residents across the country are sharing their participation on social media using the hashtag OperationGreenLight. You are encouraged to join the conversation and share your support for our veterans. The American Red Cross is highlighting the ongoing need for blood and platelet donors as festive schedules ramp up this fall. Eligible individuals, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets, are encouraged to make a donation just ahead of the holiday season. But blood supply momentum must remain steady as the Red Cross has worked this month to recover blood products uncollected due to recent hurricanes. Any disruption in the ability to collect blood can lead to an impact on routine and life-saving medical care. A blood drive will be held on Tuesday from 10:45 to 4:45 at Wisconsin Dells High School. Also, a blood drive will be held on Wednesday from 11 to 4 at Wyoming Valley School in Spring Green. The season may change, but the need for blood donors stay the same. Give blood or platelets and make a big difference in someone's life by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Coon Creek Watershed residents will have another opportunity to shape a plan for the Coon Creek Watershed this November in the last of four public planning meetings conservation nonprofit Coon Creek Community Watershed Council Incorporated has hosted this fall. The planning meeting will be held from 1:30 to 2:30 on Wednesday at Coon Valley's Knutson Memorial Library. The watershed plan, which follows the nine-element framework outlined by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, is meant to identify and address community concerns regarding the care and management of Coon Creek and its tributaries. The plan is a collaboration between Coon Creek Community Watershed Council, partners in La Crosse, Monroe, and Vernon Counties, Valley Stewardship Network, and Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and Coon Creek Watershed residents. The plan is being completed in two parts. The first part, which covers the Timber Coulee Subbasin, is on schedule to move into its implementation phase this June. The second part of the plan encompasses the rest of the Coon Creek watershed and will be completed over the next 3 years with support from a Wisconsin DNR surface water grant. The final meeting in this series will summarize the themes that emerged during community conversations at the past events and detail the next steps of the watershed planning process. Coon Creek Community Watershed Council hopes the November 6th meeting will inspire further discussion about priorities for the Coon Creek Watershed Plan and next steps in the planning process. One of these next steps will be using mapping tools like the Agricultural Conservation Planning Framework to identify opportunities for conservation practice implementation in the Coon Creek Watershed. Material from past planning sessions is available on Coon Creek Community Watershed Council's planning webpage at CoonCreekWatershed.org. Those who have missed meetings but still wish to contribute to the plan are encouraged to get in touch with the council by emailing council@CoonCreekWatershed.org or by attending monthly council meetings. The next Coon Creek Community Watershed Council meeting will be held on Wednesday at the Coon Valley Conservation Club. Dinner will begin at 6, followed by a watershed update and a recap of the fall watershed planning session at 6:30. The meeting is free and all are welcome. And the 2024 Cultural Landscape Legacies Annual Tour will begin at historic Battle of Wisconsin Heights site from the Black Hawk War of 1832 on Saturday, November 9th, beginning at 9. The site is located on State Highway 78, a short distance from Sauk City. The tour will be led by David Jetson, former Department of Natural Resources Riverway Coordinator, who was responsible for acquisition of the historic site in the early 1990s and who is the scholar of the Black Hawk War and, in particular, the famous Battle fought at that location. In addition to Jetson's tour, the group will visit the Native American burial grounds on the property before traveling to Ferry Bluff for a hike to Cactus Bluff to view the landscape and the route of the flight across the river taken by Black Hawk's people. Following lunch in Spring Green, the group will tour the Shot Tower at Tower Hill State Park and discuss the role of Old Helena in the Black Hawk War. A Wisconsin State Park sticker will be required for the final stop. Reservations are required, and the tour is limited to the first 15 people to sign up. Contact Mark Cupp, Cultural Landscape Legacies President, by calling 608-739-3188 or by email at mark.cupp, that's C-U-P-P, at wisconsin.gov. Cultural Landscape Legacies is a nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting and preserving rock art, earthworks, and cultural resources in the Upper Midwest. For more information, go to CLLI.org or find CLL on Facebook. WRCO News Time is 12:15. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
Are you looking for the area's go-to spot for great food? Turbo's Bar & Grill in Hub City has you covered. Friday night fish fry with fresh salad bar, homemade soups, roasted chicken and shrimp. Hungry at lunch? Stop in for soup and sandwich specials or the famous hash burger. Prime rib on Saturday nights and open 7 days a week. It's Turbo's in Hub City, where you'll never leave hungry.
It's still raining in Richland Center, and WRCO News Time is 12:16. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Was it just 8 years ago that history was made in Richland Center? This article is titled, Town in Wisconsin Breaks Record in the Spirit of Halloween. It's an article written by Kristen Stevenson, published the 3rd of November, 2016. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to GuinnessWorldRecords.com, Richland Center, Wisconsin, USA, decided to get very festive for Halloween this year by attempting the record for the longest line of carved pumpkins connected. Organized by the local Halloween Spirit Committee, the event took place this weekend at Crosscup Park, where all members of the 5,080 persons of the community were welcome to attend. Efforts to begin carving the pumpkins for the Halloween celebration started on Wednesday, where children, families, and the elderly came to Richland Center to carve pumpkins in a traditional manner. The setup began at 6 in the morning on the day of the event. Local businesses were also determined to contribute to the cause, with Walmart donating $15,000 worth of pumpkins and nearby farms giving hundreds away to help provide enough materials to break the record. Many were pleased that the attempt unexpectedly helped the community come closer together, while also potentially bringing a record previously held by Japan back to the United States. In order to beat the prior record holder, the town would need to produce over 2,015 pumpkins and arrange them in a connected line, the tough number to beat, and a requirement that would need many hours of labor. After an adjudicator, Jimmy Coggins, arrived in very dramatic fashion out of a helicopter that transported him to the event, he got right to work tallying the creatively carved squash. Many waited in great anticipation to see if their hard work and contributions had surpassed the former record. Once the official adjudicator combed through the area, a very lengthy line of pumpkins it was that, the crowd cheered as he announced they had achieved smashing it with 3,975 pumpkins, a Guinness Book World Record. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering an interesting article about the pattern of Richland County's presidential voting in elections since 1980.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
WRCO News time is 12:19. WRCO News will continue right after this.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Westwood Assisted Living Community at Schmidt Woodland Hills is a family environment that provides tailored assistance with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation, ensuring that residents receive the support they need. The family environment fosters a community atmosphere, encouraging social interaction through group activities, events, and outings. Respite Care in Westview provides temporary relief for primary caregivers. This can be beneficial for families needing a break or for those recovering from surgery or illness. It allows seniors to experience assisted living services without a long-term commitment. Knowing that loved ones are in a supportive environment with access to care can alleviate stress for family members. Contact Schmidt Woodland Hills for details about the availability of the full continuum of care.
Today is Sunday, November 3rd. There are no vital statistics to report for today.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Need extra money for the holidays? The House on the Rock attraction, located between Dodgeville and Spring Green, is hiring. They have part-time and 40-hour seasonal positions available in the gift shop, tour buildings, and admission area. Join the team and enjoy the festive season while earning extra cash. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Make your holidays brighter with the House on the Rock.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Soup and chili fixins are ready. Cut up chicken, 85 cents a pound or 75 cents a pound by the case. S&W crushed tomatoes in high top tomato sauce, 29 and 28 ounce cans, $1.25 each. Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, 13.5 ounce box, $4 each. Garden of Eden blue and yellow corn chips, $3.75 each. Be sure to check out the cheese cooler. Shop ET Foods where your food dollar goes just a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday. Saturday 8 to 6, Sundays 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hi, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO, and a good Sunday afternoon to you. Of course, it's a wet day out there, though the rain is appreciated given the moderate to severe drought conditions across the southern part of the state and a good chunk of the upper Midwest. As we head through the afternoon, expect continued rain with an additional half inch to three quarters of an inch possible. This is on top of the half inch to inch and a quarter that has fallen so far in southwest Wisconsin and parts of the Midwest. And the good news is, since the ground is not frozen yet and the rate of rain is not significant in a way that it would cause flash flooding, well, then this rain is just going to soak down nicely into the ground and run off into area streams and rivers. So again, an additional half inch to three quarters of an inch possible this afternoon with highs in the low 50s and a breezy southeast wind gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight we'll catch a break in the rain. Now some scattered showers will remain and up to a tenth of an inch of additional rainfall is possible, though most of the rain will shift off to the northeast toward Wausau and Green Bay. Temperatures dropping to about 50 for a low tonight, briefly, and then slowly rising during the overnight. Then Monday, kind of a weird day for November with a strong southerly flow in place. The sky mainly cloudy, maybe a couple of peaks of sun. Temperatures pushing 70 on Monday and dew points near 60, so it'll feel kind of humid outside. There may be some scattered showers and even some thunderstorms firing up during the day on Monday. Monday night into Tuesday, another bigger wave of rain with an additional half inch to an inch possible. And then later in the day Tuesday, that rain kind of winding down with highs around 61 degrees. So if you're doing the math, yes, more than 2 inches of rain in total, possibly pushing 3 inches in some spots by the time all is said and done. That'll be by Wednesday, when it'll be cooler, but we'll see more in the way of sunshine. A mix of clouds and sun Wednesday, highs around 57, and Thursday mostly sunny, beginning around freezing and a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, the rain continues to fall and our temperature is 44 degrees after a morning low of 42. Yesterday's high was 56 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1964 is 75 degrees with a record low of 10 set back in 1951. Last year's high was 51 with a low of 31. Sunset will take place tonight at 4:49 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:41. Winds are out of the west southwest at around 6 to 8 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.88 and we have received 1.25 inches of rain so far today. Our current temperature is 44 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
The WIAA State Cross Country Championships took place at the Ridges Golf Course in Wisconsin Rapids yesterday, and area teams and individuals who placed in the event include in Division 3 boys team scores. Bosca Bell came in 11th and Iowa Grant came in 12th place. And individually, it was Noah Wood of Cuba City coming in 55th and Brent Wagner of Wauzeka Steuben placing 60. In Division 2 boys cross country action, in team event things, those teams that placed from the area include Dodgeville Mineral Point, they placed 3rd, and Boston placed 4th. And individual finishers in the boys was Victor Martinez of Reedsburg area. He came in 51st. Also, it was from Richland Center, Ithaca, Ryan Stadler, who placed 61st. And in Richland Center, Ithaca, also, it was Clayton Lee placing 98th. In girls action in Division 3, teams that placed were Aquinas, who came in 2nd, Westby came in 3rd, and Darlington came in 6th. And in individual action, it was Katie Fields from Royal Waniwak Center, who placed 14th. Also, it was Natalie Norsfall from Fenimore, placing 21st. And also from Fenimore, Kylie Moom, she placed 29th. And in Division 2 girls action, the team action, it was Lancaster placing 4th. Individually placing was Nora Gillison, from Boscobel, who placed 16th. Alexis Smith placed 33rd from Boston. Sorry about that, tongue got tied there. And also Elia Schwen from Viroqua placed 37th. And also Briella Grant from River Valley placed 86th. And Grace Fretz from Richland Center, Ithaca, placed 92nd. And in girls Division One action, in individual action, it was Allie Robinson from Dodgeville Mineral Point placing 5th. And Addie Robinson from Dodgeville Mineral Point placed 22nd. Congratulations to all runners this year on a great season, and hopefully you'll have a great season as well next year. Also, there was girls volleyball action going on. It was sectional finals being held yesterday with all the winners going to state. And from the area, teams that played yesterday include Sheboygan Christian. They defeated in Division 5. Sheboygan Christian defeated Barneville 3-1. Columbus Catholic beat Royal 3-0. In Division 4, Mineral Point beat Fall River 3-0. Else in Division 3, it was Aquinas over Laconia, and that was played in Richland Center, that match was, and it was Aquinas taking that 3-2. And in Division 1, Holman beat Verona. So state action will be taking place on Thursday through Saturday at the Rush Center in Green Bay. In Division 5 on Thursday, it will be Columbus Catholic against Newman Catholic. Also, Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran versus Sheboygan Christian. In Division 4 on Thursday, it will be Regis taking on Mineral Point and Manitowoc Lutheran facing Wabena Leona. In Division 3 on Friday, it will be Barron taking on Lake Country Lutheran, and Aquinas will face Bonduelle. In Division 2 on Friday, it will be Luxembourg Casco facing St. Thomas More, and Catholic Memorial will be taking on Shano. And the teams have not been set yet for Division 1. Fielding will have a report on those Division 1 participants that will be taking place at the State Girls Volleyball Tournament. Caleb Johnson rushed for 135 yards and 3 touchdowns, and quarterback Brendan Sullivan rushed for a touchdown and threw for 1 as Iowa defeated Wisconsin 42-10 Saturday night. The Hawkeyes rushed for 329 yards, and Johnson leading the way. Johnson ranked 2nd nationally in rushing yards and rushing yards per game, had his 7th game of 100 or more rushing yards. Johnson has 20 touchdowns this season, tying Sean Green for the program's single-season scoring record. Wisconsin opened the game with Nathaniel Vaco's 38-yard field goal. The Badgers wouldn't score again, until Braden Locke's 14-yard touchdown pass to C.J. Williams in the fourth quarter. Elsewhere in the Big Ten yesterday, it was number 1 Oregon beating Michigan by a score of 38-17. Number 4 Ohio State beat number 3 Penn State at Penn State by a score of 20-13. Number 13 Indiana beat Michigan State 47-10. It was Minnesota upsetting number 24 Illinois by a score of 25-17. Northwestern beat Purdue 26-20. It was UCLA over Nebraska 27-20, and Washington beat Southern California by a score of 26-21. Also in the Division III WEAC action, it was Oshkosh beating Eau Claire 42-31. Platteville defeated Stevens Point 42-14. La Crosse beat Stout 33-31. And Whitewater defeated River Falls 13-7. Two of the NFC's hottest teams square off today when the first-placed Detroit Lions visit Lambeau Field to face the Green Bay Packers in a North Division showdown. The Lions are on a 5-game winning streak. The Packers have won their past 4 games. Green Bay has an uncertain quarterback situation this week after Jordan Love left the Packers' 30-27 victory at Jacksonville because of a groin strain. Malik Willis is 2-0 as a starter this season while filling in for an injured Love. And as I spoke earlier, it was reported that Love will possibly play, even though he's listed as questionable. Also in the NFL today, it'll be the Saints at the Panthers, the Commanders at the Giants. The Bills will be hosting the Dolphins, Browns hosting Chargers. The Titans will be taking on the Patriots in Tennessee. It will be the Cowboys at Atlanta. It will be the Raiders at the Bengals. The Ravens will be hosting the Broncos. Cardinals will be hosting the Bears. The Jaguars will be at the Eagles. The Rams will be at the Seahawks. And Colts will be at the Vikings. That'll be tonight's Sunday night game. And tomorrow for Monday Night Football, it will be the Buccaneers at the Chiefs. Donovan Mitchell scored 30 points and hit a jumper with 3/10 of a second left. And the Cleveland Cavaliers remained unbeaten with a 114-113 victory over the Milwaukee Bucks last night. The Cavaliers are one win away from matching their best start in franchise history. They won their first 8 games in 1976 through 77. Milwaukee has lost 5 straight since winning its season opener. Damian Lillard scored 41 for Milwaukee and had put the Bucks ahead by hitting a step-back jumper with 9.8 seconds left. And this isn't the way the Milwaukee Bucks expected to open a season in which they are trying to bounce back from consecutive first-round playoff exits. The Bucks have lost 5 straight since winning their season opener at Philadelphia. They're 4 games behind for the first time since March of 2017. Their start has been tough enough that they believe they took a small step forward yesterday despite losing the game 114-113 to the Cleveland Cavaliers on Donovan Mitchell's jumper with 3/10 of a second left. A visibly angry Joel Embiid shouted at and eventually shoved a Philadelphia newspaper columnist in a locker room altercation after the struggling 76ers lost to the Memphis Grizzlies last night. The NBA quickly said it has opened an investigation into the matter. Embiid took issue with the Philadelphia Inquirer columnist Marcus Hayes, who mentioned the All-Star Center's late brother and his son, both named Arthur. In columns questioning Embiid's professionalism and effort not being in shape after playing in the Paris Olympics. Embiid has yet to play this season. The NBA is considering changing the format for the All-Star game that will be played in San Francisco later this season. Commissioner Adam Silver said, and Silver speaking before the Miami-Washington game in Mexico City, he wanted to have more competitive All-Star events for some time. The Eastern Conference beat the Western Conference 211-186 last season, combining for the most points in the game's 73-year history and making the first time a team eclipsed 200 points. Milwaukee Brewers first baseman Reese Hoskins has exercised his $18 million option for the 2025 rather than taking a $4 million buyout and again becoming a free agent. Hoskins has signed a $34 million two-year contract in January after missing 2023 due to a torn ACL sustained while fielding a grounder in a spring training game. The deal includes an $18 million mutual option for 2026 with a $4 million buyout. The 31-year-old hit .214 with a .303 on base percentage, .419 slugging percentage, 26 homers, and 82 RBIs this season. His batting average, on base percentage, and slugging percentage were career lows. And Gary Sanchez's $11 million mutual option for 2025 was declined by the Milwaukee Brewers, making the catcher a free agent. Sanchez, who turns 32 on December 2nd, receives a $4 million buyout to go along with his $3 million in 2024. Milwaukee also traded utility man Owen Miller to the Colorado Rockies for cash. Sanchez hit .220 with a .307 on base percentage, a .392 slugging percentage, 11 homers and 37 RBIs in 89 games this season. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
I've got a bright red sticker on the back of my car. Says United States Marines. And yesterday a lady in a minivan held up her middle finger at me. Does she think she knows what I stand? Just by looking at a sticker for the U.S. Marines on the bumper of my SUV. See my brother Chris, he's been in for more than 14 years now. Our dad was in the Navy during Vietnam. Why I've got a sticker for the U.S. Marines on the bumper of my SUV. But that doesn't mean that I want war. I'm not Republican or Democrat, but I've gone all around this crazy world just to try to better why I've got a sticker for the U.S. Marines on the bumper of my SUV. 'Cause I've been to Hiroshima and I've been to the DMZ. I've walked on the sand in Baghdad, still don't have all of the answers. Sticker for the U.S. Marines on the bumper of my SUV. So I hope that lady in her minivan turns on her radio and hears this from me as she picks up her kids from their private school and drives home safely on our city streets or to the building where her church group meets. Yeah, that's why I've got a sticker for the U.S. Marines on the bumper of my SUV.
Like a cowboy's dream. Why'd you come in here looking like that? Why'd you come in here looking like that? When you can stop trafficking in a gunny sack. Why you're almost giving me a heart attack? When you walk right in here looking like that. Why'd you come in here looking like that? Why'd you come in here looking like that?
Dolly Parton with Why'd You Come In Here Looking, and our time is 12:50, 44 degrees, and we are now up to 1 33 hundredths inches of rain at the present time. So it is a rainy one in southwest Wisconsin. Good time to stay in and maybe enjoy, of course, going to be enjoying some great football. Actually, some of you are probably some are enjoying the games right now, but coming up shortly, we will have Green Bay Packer football action. It'll be Green Bay hosting Detroit, and kickoff will be at 3:25, and the pregame coming up at 1 o'clock. And then because of the Green Bay Packer game, there won't be any evening news at 5, and Old Country with your host Bo Hinrichs will be bringing you some classic country music for your entertainment. So if you like classic country music, you're going to love Old Country with Bo Hinrichs from tonight after the Packer game at 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on WRCO 100.9, and Old Country will be on WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app. As for the Packers, they won't be on the stream because we're not able to do that, so the Packers will be just here on WRCO 100.9 FM.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities. Like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at TrumpTax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Did you know that at conception there is a living human being with unique DNA? By week 5, the baby's heart is beating. At 6 weeks, brain activity can be detected. An ultrasound allows us to see the baby stretch and even suck their thumbs at only 9 weeks. By 13 weeks, an unborn baby is sensitive to touch. And with the advances in medical care, a 21-week-old baby can survive outside of the womb. This perfectly human baby has a right to life. That is why I'm pro-life.
100.9 WRCO. Yeah, this could be your last drink from a stranger in a bar. The last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely. Yeah, you could be the last first name that's ever been worth asking. Yeah, you could be the last phone number I write down on a napkin. Yeah, you could be the last girl that I take back home to mama. The last time that we're talked about in this small town drama. It's gonna be the last night yourself the last time, giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely. It could be your last night lonely. All by yourself, the last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely.
Remember every word I said, but I bet